For the DRG Media Group, I'm William Haynes. Tonight in Omaha, Nebraska, the South Dakota State men's basketball team will begin their seventh trip to the NCAA tournament in school history. Despite winning the Summit League at 22-12 overall and coming in with an 8-game win streak, the Jackrabbits are just the 15th seed in the 16-team East Region and the 61st overall seed in the 68-team tournament. They are pitted against the second-seeded Iowa State Cyclones tonight, who won the Big 12, and thanks to a win over AP number one-ranked Houston. SDSU will meet a familiar foe in Cyclones head coach T.J. Otzelberger, who led the SDSU program from 2016 to 2019. This is the Jackrabbits' first trip to the dance since 2022, when they fell to Providence in the first round 66-57. The game will tip off at 6:30 Central tonight. Oddsmakers currently have Iowa State as a 15.5-point favorite. In local professional basketball, it has been quite the week for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yesterday, it was reported that retired baseball icon Alex Rodriguez's bid to take majority share of the NBA franchise was in jeopardy after a key investor fell through a week before the deadline. It turned out that A-Rod and company had a backup in place, and today it was announced that Dyal Capital Partners will make up the reported $300 million that they were short. Once the deal closes, Rodriguez's group will take 80% control of the franchise from current owner Glenn Taylor. Also, an ESPN story from last night revealed Timberwolves coaching analyst Somark Sarkar was fired, arrested, and charged with third-degree burglary for stealing thousands of internal files. The report includes theft of strategic NBA information from a team executive. The arrest of Sarkar was made Monday when police found files on his devices from a stolen hard drive. On the court, Minnesota is currently 47-22, good for third place in the Western Conference. Closing out with some baseball, the Minnesota Twins fell to Detroit 12-3 in a spring training exhibition yesterday afternoon. Starting pitcher Louis Varland had his worst outing of the spring, allowing 8 runs on 9 hits across 4 innings. Manager Rocco Baldelli wasn't overly concerned, stating he doesn't worry about results in spring training as much as strike throwing and how pitches look. Varland likely will play a big role to begin the season, as pitchers Juan Duran, Caleb Thielbar, and Anthony Desclafani will all start the year on the injured list. The lone bright spot of the game came in the 7th inning when Ryan Jeffers hit his 4th home run of the spring. The 26-year-old catcher is looking good at the plate, currently batting .318 in the preseason. The Twins are currently sporting the worst record in the Grapefruit League at 8-15, but will look to get back on track this afternoon against Washington. That's all the time we've got. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com. I'm William Haynes.